Hi everyone, I'm Katie.
I'm JoJo, and this is the Flight Attendant Confessional, the Tello Podcast. Hey everybody, welcome back to episode 2. Thanks for listening to our first episode. I'm JoJo.
I'm Katie. Thanks everyone for listening.
Yeah.
So JoJo, how's your week been?
It's been pretty good, you know, working, just normal. Normal life, just working. I am actually in the airport right now, so if you hear any random noises, that is what is going on in the background. So sorry about that, but this is my life.
Yeah, you can hear a little bit of
suitcases.
Oh. I just heard like someone crash or fall or something like that in the background, or a train go by.
Yeah, well, it's like the moving walkway is nearby, so every now and then there's that sound of the suitcase on the moving walkway that you may hear.
Oh yeah.
You know, we gotta find time to record, even though I've been flying for the last 4 days, so, and Katie's been flying as well, so.
Yeah, I'm actually sitting in a hotel right now. Oh, yeah. They're making an announcement in the background.
Oh, yeah.
What are they saying?
Somebody go to a gate. I think they changed the gate. Some flight to another gate. So.
Well, yeah, I'm sitting in a hotel right now, and there's actually blood stains on the wall of this hotel room. Oh. So that's cool.
Wow. Yeah, hotels can be interesting, honestly.
Yeah.
You can see some things.
You know what? I'm surprised the amount of times I see blood stains on the wall or the floor. I saw blood stains on the sheets one time.
Oh, I've seen blood stains on the sheets for sure. I haven't seen them on the wall.
It's weird, right?
Yeah. It is weird. But you know, I think blood is like the hardest thing to get out of any clothing, I think. Clothing or sheets or whatever. So I'm thinking they like bleach it and you can't get that out. But you think they'd throw them away. But
yeah.
The hotels we stay aren't 5-star.
I was going to say, we should maybe be staying at nicer hotels that like don't have blood stains.
Yeah.
If our parents listen to this episode, they're going to freak out.
Yeah. Well, it is what it is.
Anyways.
So today we're going to basically interview each other, some questions, and tell you about some funny stories that we have. And just, it's going to be more fun than last week for sure. Because last week was more informative and introductory, but this week we get to talk about fun things.
Fun. Yeah, fun, like blood on the walls in hotel rooms.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was really fun.
So fun. Yeah. You also get to find out why I punched a passenger in the face yesterday.
He's really violent. And needs to have some anger management issues. That's why.
No, it was an accident. It was an accident. He came up to the front and was complaining because they checked his bag at the gate. Uh-huh. Because there wasn't enough overhead bin space. And, you know, they tag him at the gate and then they leave him in the jet bridge before they get on the plane. And so it's like, I didn't even see that he had a bag. You know, it was like somebody else takes it, somebody else steals with it. He comes onto the plane without a bag. He comes running up to the front and he's like, he took pictures with his phone and goes, there's 3 open spaces in the back for my bag. Like, can I get it back?
I have proof.
He was so angry. And I'm like, guy, calm down. Your bag is gone. They put it underneath the plane already. Like, I'm really sorry. Like, there's nothing I can do about it. Like, they already took it. Like, I'm sorry. I didn't tell you couldn't bring your bag on. That was the gate agent. That has nothing to do with us. And he's freaking out, and he's like, you need to know, like, how much space is left in the plane, and blah, blah, blah. And I turn to look to double check if his bag was still there, and then I turn to point down the aisle and, like, show him, like, look it. Can you see the overhead bin space from up here? No, you cannot. But when I turned to point down the aisle, I turned and just backhanded him, like, right in the face.
Oh, my God. That's just karma. That's just, like, why are you complaining about something that is out of everybody's control? Like, just doesn't matter. And now you get slapped in the face because it's unnecessary to complain about that.
He seemed fine about it. I was apologizing so much. I felt so awful. And it was kind of a bummer because it was like I was being strong and standing my ground and being like, listen, dude, like, there's nothing I can do about it. Your bag's gone. Like, I'm sorry. Cry me a river. And then it was like, then all of a sudden I had the underhand because I'm just like apologizing. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
That's so funny, though. I love that you punched someone in the face.
I swear I text you like every day and I'm constantly like, I'm gonna punch this passenger in the face.
No, like, that's how I feel.
Obviously would never.
That's how we feel most of the time. Like, we want to punch people or hit someone.
We always want to punch passengers in the face.
But we don't.
We don't.
So it's so nice that you actually got to do it and, like, you didn't get in trouble.
If I'm being honest, it was satisfying.
I know, right? I'm appreciating it through you.
Well, thanks. I'm glad you appreciate it. Should we jump into our questions?
Yes.
I don't know if we said this before, but these are questions that we get asked the most. So that's kind of how we came up with this little list of questions.
Yeah, we're just going over some stuff that we think everyone wants to know.
Because they ask us, like, 10 times a day.
Yeah.
Okay, so, JoJo, do you like your job?
I do most of the time. Let's just say that. I would say most days, yes. I think there's always some point in the day where I'm wanting to jump out of the plane. But most of the time, yes. What about you?
You know, whenever people ask me, I, like, never know what to say.
Yeah. Like,
and I'm always just like, I guess. I mean, I'm still doing it.
I think before coronavirus, I really loved doing this. But now it's some of the, you know, stuff has become kind of a chore. So I think it's just, yes, I love it, but now it's not as fun. So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, if you would have asked me 2.5 years ago almost, I would have said, yes, absolutely. I love my job. But since the pandemic, we just don't get to travel as much. People are mean. Everything is just a little bit wonky.
Yeah.
And it's just not as fun.
Exactly. It's not as fun. It's still cool. I still like it, but it's not as passionate about it as I used to be, for sure.
No. And I think some of that excitement and joy for the job is coming back as we kind of...
Yeah, it's definitely getting better, for sure.
Yeah.
Another question we get asked all the time is, what is your favorite overnight?
Gosh, I usually say Milwaukee.
I say that too. That's the one I always say.
I feel like it's our conjoined favorite overnight, I love, there are some overnights that I like. I love going to Nashville. I love when anytime we get to go to the beach for an overnight, that's always extra special. But yeah. I think there's something so unexpected about Milwaukee.
Yeah, it really was a, like, surprise town for me. It's really nice. I mean, I don't necessarily love it in the winter, but in the summer, it's really cool. And there's tons of breweries, and it's just a nice surprising city.
It's clean.
Yeah.
It's easy to walk around. People are so friendly.
Guys are cute.
Guys are super cute. Yeah. And the bonus is that passengers are always really nice, too. So it's always, like, when I see Milwaukee on my schedule, I get excited because I know that passengers are going to be really nice and easy for the most part. And I'm going to get to Milwaukee and have just a nice layover.
Exactly. Yeah.
I usually that
does make a difference, too. Like, you can be headed to a really nice location, but if the people are crappy, typically, you don't necessarily want to go there.
Yeah, I think that's, most of the time if I'm have an overnight near a beach, it's in California,
mm-hmm.
and the passengers are not as nice.
Yeah, exactly. So it's
like, if I get excited about a fancy hotel or a nice, like, I'm excited, like, oh, I can go sit on the beach that day, I know that the passengers are going to be very difficult a lot of times. And it just puts a little bit of a damper on things.
Exactly.
But in Milwaukee, I will always go walk around the lake, not around the lake, but go down to the lake and walk along the waterfront, go to the public market, go to the breweries along the river. There's just so much to do. It's just so fun.
It is, for sure.
So if you haven't been to Milwaukee, check it out. It's definitely worth adding to your travel bucket list.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it's cost effective, too. It's not too expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Everything.
We should do a girls trip to Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah, we definitely should.
The boys are so cute. Drinks are...
yeah.
Okay, so next on our list... Oh, I thought it said, what's your favorite hotel? Do you have to pay for your hotel? People ask me this all the time.
And the answer to that is no. We do not pay for our hotels. We do not arrange our hotels. Everything is arranged and paid for before we get to our overnight. We just show up to the hotel. They have our name. They have our room ready. Everything is done for us. If we had to pay for our hotels, I would not do this job.
Oh, my gosh. We don't make enough money to pay for a hotel every night. I mean, like, literally, most days our daily wages don't add up to a hotel room stay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They should really pay us more. Anyways.
Yeah, they really should. They really should.
A lot of times, to be honest, I don't even know where we're staying until we show up at the hotel because...
Yeah.
A lot of times, also, the captains or either of the pilots, once we land, they call the hotel and make sure that our shuttle, like, let them know that we have landed and to have the shuttle come pick us up. A lot of times, so our company works with the hotels, and a lot of times they have it already arranged. And sometimes the shuttle's already there waiting for us. But I don't know. I just kind of follow the pilots because they get paid more.
Oh,
so
I know.
I feel like that's fine. That's their responsibility.
I feel like it is, too, because they get paid more. And I'm like... The captain is in charge. That's his job to do that kind of thing. And they normally are really good at it. Sometimes they drop the ball, but most of them are really good at doing that because they, you know, that's what they do. And they're used to it.
Yep.
Next up, do you get to travel a lot? Not really. I mean, for work, we do. For work, leisure, not really.
I never understand when people ask this question. I never really understand, because almost everyone asks us, do you get to travel a lot? And I'm like, well, what do you mean, travel? Because technically, yes, we travel every single day.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, if you're thinking, do I get to go a lot of places? Yes, we go so many places.
We're in a different city or four different cities every single day.
Yeah, I mean,
like 5 days a week, 4 or 5 days a week.
Yeah. I mean, do I get to see those places? No.
Absolutely not.
Not really.
Even sometimes, like we talked about last episode, sometimes we like literally go from the airport to the hotel and then straight back to the airport. Sometimes it's dark when we get there and when we leave.
I will tell you, I've been to Canada multiple times and I've never really seen it.
You know what? I feel like it's always dark when I get to Canada and dark when I leave.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been to Canada separately a lot, but for this job, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so, like, that's the kind of thing where we do travel, but do we enjoy it every time? No.
And we do. We have free flights. We get to fly on most airlines for free if there is space available. So we fly standby. And if, like, leisurely, like, if we have off days and we want to go on a vacation, we really can just hop on any flight that has an open seat. There's some airlines that we, like, don't have an agreement on and we can't go, or it costs, like, I don't know, like, $40 or something like that.
Yeah, like, I went to visit Katie.
Don't tell them where.
Well, I'm not. for free. And met her family and stuff. That was fun. I mean, it was kind of, it was a vacation for me.
Yeah.
It was so cool. And then I'm going to visit my family.
Today.
Today.
Hopefully in like an hour.
Yeah, hopefully if I get on the flight. That's the thing. Like, I am listed on the flight. Hopefully I'll get on the flight. It's going to be a close one.
And we've done a lot of, like, we have both been to Europe a couple times, and a lot of times we can get to Europe for free, or I went to Tokyo for, like, I don't know, like, $80, I think, a couple of years ago. So yeah. It really, and we have the ability to travel, and we do, I guess, travel more than a normal person. We take a lot of vacations, but we also don't get paid very well, so... We don't get to travel that often because we really can't afford to travel that much.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's a trade-off. You can't afford to take a ton of vacations because you're working so much to
be able to afford to live. Yeah. And we're both single women and supporting ourselves.
Yeah.
So, and we don't have families to support, but we also don't have husbands helping support us.
Yeah, we don't have significant others or two incomes.
No.
So a lot of flight attendants or pilots or anyone in the aviation industry has a second income, which really helps them be able to travel leisurely. But one income, it doesn't really help.
No, we're just basically two broke bitches that try to we try to get out and travel as much as we can and stay at hostels and stuff, but... we really don't travel as much as you might think because we can't afford it, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly. And another question.
Yeah. So that kind of fits into, do you get to come home every night? Which we did talk about last episode, but no, we don't come home every night.
No. Yeah. Which is, I mean, obviously normal. We kind of went over schedules last time. Gone for a few days, coming back. But sometimes it's good because we can stay home for a good chunk of time also. If we want to. If we want our schedule to be like that.
But we are sometimes able to take a week off at a time and just go on vacation or visit family or do that kind of stuff. So that's kind of nice. But for the most part, we are gone like 3-4 nights a week. Yeah.
That's the life.
That's it. Hey, JoJo?
Yeah.
Do you want to take a pause?
Yeah, we can pause.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi. All right, Hi. We are back. We had to take a break because I got hot because I'm drinking a mimosa. I decided to get too warm, so I had to turn the AC off in my hotel room. You know. Nice. Flight attendant life.
Okay.
Sorry, I know you're not drinking a mimosa.
No, I'm drinking coffee, which is my, I mean, if anyone knows me, that's basically my water.
You drink so much coffee.
I drink way too much coffee. It's a problem, but I mean, it's better than something else, so.
Totally.
Could be a worse habit, but.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Okay, now we're getting into some of the more fun questions.
Oh, yeah, way more fun. So.
I can't remember whose turn it is.
It's your turn.
Okay. What is the weirdest thing you have ever found on the plane?
You know this, but the weirdest thing I have found on a plane is a pair of panties. And so they were like, so the funniest thing is, they were like on the ground as if someone had like taken them off. And I mean, I don't know. It was just gross. Like, I'm like, what happened within the hour and a half that someone took the panties off and put them on the ground? I don't know.
Did you see any funny business during the flight?
No, I mean, I didn't notice anything, but, you know, maybe I wasn't being perceptive enough that day. Who knows?
And maybe they just were really good at hiding it.
Maybe so. I don't know.
All I
can say is bring some wipes. Wipe off your seat before you get it. You never know what had happened on the flight before you.
And those seatbelt buckles.
Ew, yeah.
Because they don't wipe those down.
No.
They don't wipe any part of the seatbelt down.
Oh, yeah, the seatbelt's the grossest part, actually, I would say.
Yeah. Because you don't know what someone's touching.
Yeah.
And then, you know, people are gross. They don't wash their hands, and then they go to unbuckle the seatbelt or adjust it or whatever.
Yeah. It's pretty disgusting.
Yeah,
gross. What about you? What's the weirdest thing you've had found on the plane?
The weirdest thing I have found on the plane is one single dreadlock.
Yeah. Was it like a weave? Was it like a piece of a weave or?
No, it was like a dreadlock.
Weird.
Like just like someone who has dreads. Like, and it was like, I want to say like 6-7 inches.
Oh, wow. So they had been doing that for a while.
Yeah.
I didn't know dreadlocks could just like fall off.
I didn't either. I was just like, and I actually probably still have a picture of it. I might have to post it to our social media accounts once we post this episode. But
yeah, I have a picture. I think I took a picture of those panties. I wonder if I still have it.
Oh, okay. That would be great. We'll have to post those if we can find them.
That would be great.
Yeah. And I like, these are weird stuff. Like, we find weird shit all the time.
Yeah. I mean, it's just. It is what it is, you know, like people are weird and they leave nasty stuff on the plane. That was like years ago though. I would have to look through my phone. Pretty sure I took a picture though.
Mine was just like a year or two ago.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to look through my phone and see if I saved it. But, ugh.
Gross.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good segue to our next question.
I know. What is the grossest thing you have had to clean up on the plane?
Okay. This is really gross. I feel bad sharing this story, but like, passenger doesn't know who it is. There was a young girl. She was probably like, I don't know, like 13, maybe 12. And I had been talking to her during the flight, so I knew what seat she was in. And, you know, just chatting and stuff like that. And then when the flight was over, I noticed that there was some kind of brownish blood stains on her seat. And I had to clean that up.
Ew.
Yeah.
Not good.
the like little girl period blood.
Oh gosh.
So disgusting. I felt so bad for her, but also at the same time I was like, I do not get paid well enough to deal with this.
No, you do not, for sure.
And I could have called Hazmat to have them come clean it up, but it was like we needed to board in like 5 minutes. And this was pre-pandemic, yeah. And so we didn't, and we were at kind of a smaller outstation, and there weren't cleaners.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was, me and the other flight attendants were cleaning the whole plane ourselves, and so it was like.
It was you.
It was me.
Yeah.
And at first I'm like, what the hell is this? And then I'm like, oh, this is where that girl was sitting, and.
Yeah.
I did notice she was wearing sweatpants.
I say, bring some Clorox wipes.
Bring Clorox wipes.
Yeah.
How about you?
For me, I am such a prissy person. Like, I don't clean up after stuff, but honestly, like, I will walk the lab until we land. But I think the grossest thing I've had to clean up was probably like helping someone clean up throw up, but I never really like actually cleaned it up on my own. And then
sorry, there's an announcement in the background.
I know, yeah, it's that one's loud.
That was a loud one.
And yeah, the I don't know. I help clean up, but I don't really, I've never really like had to clean up anything like that. You know, I will call Hazmat. So
I have only called Hazmat one time.
Oh no. I call the cleaners for like everything because with like throw up and stuff, they get the like, that powdery stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Because the planes have carpet, and so it's like, if that gets into the carpet.
Yeah, it's just a lot easier for them because we don't have the supplies to do it ourselves.
We also are supposed to. We're supposed to. If we're cleaning up bodily fluids, we're supposed to like break out the biohazard kit. And like,
yeah,
totally get suited up and like follow all the procedures and stuff like that. If it's just like a little bit of blood or like, which I shouldn't be cleaning up blood, I know, but or if it's like urine on the floor of the bathroom, I'll clean up urine a lot.
Yeah, I'll clean up that. Like, I'll wipe it up a little bit and clean up the bathroom, like make sure the bathroom's okay. But I mean, if the whole floor is covered, I'm not gonna clean that up.
Yeah, there definitely have been times where I just lock the door and say. Yeah. Also, sometimes this is so disgusting, but like the toilets don't flush that well. And so many times I go in there to like check on the lab during flight and there's like poop in the toilet. Sometimes it just won't flush and it's so gross.
It is so gross. And, like, sometimes people just don't flush the toilet.
Yes.
It's like, I don't understand how you could just not flush the toilet. And I get sometimes people can't find the button to flush, but normal people come out and they're like, hey, how do I flush the toilet? And I'm like, thank you for asking me and flushing the toilet on your own instead of me going to find it later.
Well, and you know what's funny, too, is that on most planes, we can hear the flush and the sink.
Yeah, we can hear.
So we know if you flushed and if you washed your hands.
Yeah, so, like, these grown adults will come out, and I'm like, they didn't flush or wash their hands.
No.
So.
So gross.
That is so gross.
But thanks for giving us flight attendants a good giggle. But also, no, because we have to deal with it and clean it up, and we are absolutely judging you if you go into the bathroom and don't flush and don't wash your hands.
Yeah. That is actually a good segue to the next one. What's your biggest pet peeve?
Okay. I've been thinking long and hard about this all week long because I feel like I have so many. But also, I feel like the longer I'm doing this, the less things bother me. Mm-hmm. But my number one biggest pet peeve is when people make me wait for their trash. So when I'm walking through the aisle holding our trash bag, saying, trash, trash, garbage, anyone have garbage? When people will, I'm standing at their row or have just passed their row, and they all of a sudden realize I'm collecting trash, and they, like, freak out, and they start waving their hands, and they're like, wait, wait, ma'am, I have trash. And they, like, either can't get out of the seat pocket in front of them, or they have, like, half a water bottle left, and they make me stand there and wait while they finish their water. I just think that's so rude. Like, it's already nice enough of us to collect your garbage. What, you can just hold on to your trash and throw it away in the airport like a grown adult.
Yeah.
But to make us... stand there and wait while you finish your water so that you can throw it away right now. It's also like we're coming through it 5 minutes later.
Mm-hmm. I had one guy today who put his trash in his backpack.
Okay.
And he was so nice about it. Okay. So, like, I guess he's bringing his trash out, like, throw it away himself. And then I went to collect trash and he apologized because he couldn't give me his trash because he put it in his backpack. I was like, it's okay.
Like, I didn't want your trash.
I was like, it's okay. Like, you don't have to give me trash.
But how about you? What's your biggest pet peeve?
My biggest pet peeve is people poking me. I hate whenever, like, I'm literally right next to someone and they could just say, hi, excuse me, whatever they could say, I can hear you, but they poke me in the butt or in the back or whatever. I hate whenever people touch me unnecessarily. It just drives me nuts.
Yeah, that's the worst. And it's, we don't know where your hands have been.
It's always, like, old women, too. Like, it's not men, normally. It's old women that unnecessarily touch me, and it just drives me nuts.
Yeah.
And it's not like a tap or something on the shoulder. It's normally a poke in the back.
Or the butt.
Or the butt, yeah. And I get that that's where your eye line is, but why are you touching me in my butt area?
I saw a video on Instagram earlier this week that was, I think it was a flight attendant, but she was flying, like, on vacation or whatever. She was leisure traveling, and she was wearing a shirt that said, don't touch the flight attendants.
Yeah.
I thought that was so funny. I want one.
Yeah. It's like, what if we went around poking you?
Right. What if we showed up at your office and just poked your butt?
Exactly. We're at work.
We're at work. We do not expect our asses to be touched or poked.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, how about, oh, this is a good one. I know you have a lot of stories to choose from. What is your craziest, what is the craziest passenger you have ever had?
Okay, so the craziest passenger I've ever had, I actually, like, can't say, because the whole incident ended up, like, basically with police and FBI and too much stuff. Like, I can't share the incident, but it was crazy. It just, the whole thing was crazy.
So what's your next craziest passenger?
My next craziest one, was that I guess this guy I call Flag Guy, which I would say is was very interesting.
That was a loud scream.
Yeah. Okay.
Somebody control that child.
I don't know. I don't know how to control it. Can we take a break for like?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Okay.
Hello? Okay.
Back.
Sorry, everyone. We had to take a quick break because we had to pee, and also there were children screaming in the background.
Yeah. I can pick up where I left off. My craziest passenger, obviously, I can't say anything, but my second craziest passenger, which I call Flag Guy, if he knows about, I can tell you most of it. So I had this guy who was on my flight 2020, I think. And
had to be. So, it's a 2020 type of
yeah, it was a 2020
incident.
Thing. And so he walks on and I'm like, oh God, he's crazy. Like as soon as he walks on the plane. And
well, the gate agent had warned you about him, right?
Yeah, the gate agent warned me about him, but like he walked on and he's like, as soon as he walked on, you know, like I could tell. It wasn't that long of a flight. So this is basically what was going on the whole flight. Just him being crazy. And he was talking to himself the whole time. And then he followed us into the hotel van. So he followed us back to the hotel, basically. And booked a room at the hotel that we were staying at. It was just a mess.
Were you so freaked out?
I was, but the hotel was really good about security and stuff. And I just locked myself in the room for the night.
And the pilots are really cool about it too, right?
Like yeah, the pilots were really good. And so it was just not a great time. But yeah, he was just crazy. He like he told the van driver that he was looking for aliens that invented COVID or something. So.
Oh, naturally.
It was an interesting. that's the kind of people we come across sometimes. Yeah.
That's why we will not ever be sharing our location.
What about you?
You know what? I don't know that I've really had that many crazy passengers. I think that any of my crazy stories are just not that interesting compared to all of yours. When
oh, yeah,
people ask me about my craziest passenger, I usually tell them your stories. I feel entitled to your stories.
Yeah. You're like, oh no, but my friend.
I'm like, oh, I've had nothing, but let me tell you about Flag Guy.
Yeah. Let me tell you about Guitar Guy.
Oh my God, that's right.
Yeah. We'll tell you about Guitar Guy later.
Yeah, that's another
he's
time.
Funny. Have you ever had any famous passengers?
Yes. Little Big Town. Ayo.
Yeah, we had them together. That was pretty cool.
That was so fun. Let me pass snacks out to them. Because she was working first class with them, and I was all the way in the back. And so I wouldn't normally have interacted with them. But she knew that I was a huge fan of theirs, and she called me and told me to get my shit together and not embarrass her or myself. And so I, like, pulled myself together, and she let me pass out snacks. I did a moderate job of not fangirling.
Not, being so obvious. And
I didn't do a great job, but, like, I was okay.
Yeah, and I mean,
you.
They were cool. They were super nice. I mean, I just acted normal. Like, so.
Kimberly, for those of you who don't know, the member of Little Big Town with the big blonde curly hair that's so beautiful, she asked JoJo.
Oh, and we are you used my name, I think, just now.
I used your name. Yeah, I'm gonna have to bleep that. Oops.
Yeah.
Also, we forgot to mention that at the beginning of the episode.
What?
That JoJo and Katie are not actually our real names.
Yeah.
And because, like we mentioned with Flag Guy, like, there just are a lot of crazies out there, and people with flight attendant fetishes, and we don't want them showing up at our doorsteps trying to cut off our faces and wear them to their birthday parties. So
yeah,
we have changed our names, and sometimes we slip up and we accidentally say our real names, and so you might hear a bleep here and there. We're just bleeping out our names or cities that we're at or have lived in, just for security and safety reasons.
Yeah, exactly.
Because what a bummer if somebody just, like, showed up and killed us.
What a bummer.
What a bummer. Our Definitely. Parents would be so mad.
Well, anyway, Kimberly, the blonde-headed person, the singer in Little Big Town, asked me for a white wine spritzer, and I didn't know what it was, so I just asked her what it is. And I embarrassed
And for whatever me. Reason, that embarrassed me.
But
I'm over it now, but in the moment,
she's over it. The next question.
Yeah, here's a good one. Do you talk about passengers behind their backs?
Yes.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
I mean, we talk about people badly, but we also, like, if you're cute, we're going to be like, oh, look at that hot passenger.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, it's going to be, so who knows what it's going to be, but most of the time it's bad. Like,
most of the time it doesn't. But we do, even if there's, like, a really beautiful woman, I'll, like, call back and be like,
yeah.
You see that woman's hair? Or, like, look at the shoes on 5A.
Or even, like, look, that person is so nice. I say that all the time.
I do, too. I'll be like, hey, if, you know, if 16 Charlie, if they need anything, please help them out. Like, they were so nice to me. Like, can you comp their alcohol or, like, something like that?
Like, yeah, like, I had a family who bought me a coffee, like, last week or something. Yeah. And I was like, hey, like, I was in first class and they were in the back. And so I told the other flight attendant, I was like, they were so nice. Make sure if they want anything, they get something. And, of course, we had turbulence the whole time. And we didn't even do service.
Yeah.
So,
but, like, the moral of the story is that we absolutely talk so much about passengers, and we notice every little thing that you do.
Yeah, and every little thing. So.
We pick up on every single little mannerism. A couple weeks ago, we were chatting with my dad, and he was like, oh, whenever I'm on the airplane and the flight attendant asks me to pull my mask up, I always act like I'm surprised, like I didn't know it fell off. And JoJo goes, we know the truth. She's like, we don't fall for that crap.
He was so surprised that I
totally called like about that. It. It was so funny.
It's like, we know you're, like, it's been 2.5 years.
Like,
we know just, you're not, like, surprised.
No, we notice every little thing you do, and we just, we're always watching your every single move, and we have eyes in the back of our heads. Like, when you walk on the plane, we're scanning you up and down, like, we just, yeah. we read people for a living, basically. Yeah. Like, we know your motivations, we know, like, everything that you're doing.
Are you going to be helpful in an emergency situation? Or are you going to be, like, freaking out? Like, what's going to happen? Like,
and we absolutely call each other or talk about it after the flight. And we, like, recap. We basically debrief throughout the flight and after the flight all of the different passenger things that have happened.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you don't want to be talked about by the flight attendants, then try to act your normalest possible.
Definitely. Okay, this is a good one. Do you ever hit people with the cart on purpose?
Yes, I do.
You do? Absolutely. I don't.
I do.
That's funny.
Sorry, not sorry. I don't do it very often, but I have on certain occasions, if somebody comes on and they're so especially rude, and I won't go out of the way to try to hit them with the cart, but if I notice, basically when we're coming through with the cart, we can see whose elbows or knees, sometimes we can't see anything, sometimes we can see that, like, someone's knee or foot or elbow is in the aisle, and sometimes we can say, excuse me, watch your elbow. And a few times on occasion when I have seen someone hanging in the aisle that was especially an asshole, I will hit them with a cart.
Nice. Yeah.
It's not super ethical, but...
I don't do, but...
It's so satisfying.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing else we can do. Like, people walk on and they're so rude to us sometimes about things that aren't our fault. And it's like, we can't really complain about them. We can't do anything. So every once in a while, karma gets them, and it's just so incredible.
Yeah. It's like, oops.
Oopsies. You don't do that, though?
No. I don't do that one.
Good for you.
No.
Okay. How about, what is the weirdest request you've ever gotten?
I think the weirdest one or the funniest one I got recently was the fresh squeezed orange juice one.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, I literally was like, what the fuck? Like, do you, I just kind of froze there for a second. I was like, no, we have like a can of orange juice. And the dude goes, oh, well, then I'll just have a water. I was like, oh, so like he literally will not drink regular orange juice.
It's like, sorry, I've got my minions in the back squeezing oranges by hand.
I was like, where do you think we're gonna get the oranges?
Like, you paid $65 for this flight.
Well, he was in first class, but
okay, still, where are we getting fresh squeezed orange juice? Last night somebody asked me for vodka and water. I thought that was really weird. Yeah. Oh, and last week somebody walked on and asked me for 7 hand wipes.
7?
7.
7. Well, they must know about the throw up and the panties and the vomit.
Yeah, and the little girl period blood.
Uh-huh. They must be informed.
Okay, this is a good one. The next one.
Have you ever lied to a passenger?
Yes, also another absolutely.
Yeah.
Which is funny because both you and I think one of the reasons we're such good friends is because we don't lie.
Well, I don't really lie that often to passengers, honestly. I'm pretty honest. I'm pretty blunt and honest. I have lied, but most of the time I'm super honest with people.
I have a tendency of making up rules. Well, first of all, I mean, and I try not to lie. Like, when someone says, am I going to make my connection? I never really say yes or no. I always am just like, you might. You never know. But, yeah. Like, one time I had a passenger in first class, and he took his shoes off, and his feet were so stinky that, and I didn't want to embarrass him, because it's in front of all the other passengers, and so I just said, you know, I'm so sorry, it's actually against the rules to take your shoes off in the airplane.
No. Oh my god, that's the best one I've ever heard. Oh gosh. I mean,
or like with alcohol, like if I feel like somebody's getting intoxicated or it's just not safe for them to have another drink, a lot of times instead of telling them that I can't serve them, because that will aggravate the situation sometimes. So a lot of times I just say, I'm sorry, we're out of that.
Oh yeah, I'll say that. I lie about the alcohol a lot.
Or I'll say like, oh, I'm sorry, we're not allowed to serve more than 2 drinks per person. And it's like a 4-hour flight.
I'll lie about alcohol or stuff like that all the time.
I think just little stuff.
It's little things.
Just because the truth is either offensive or complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes with the overhead bin space, it's like, I don't know. There's just certain little things that it's like telling a passenger the truth would take like 15 minutes and they wouldn't understand it and it would be awkward or embarrassing or.
Yeah.
But yeah, the taking the shoes off is the best one.
Definitely.
Okay, how about... what would make you upgrade someone? Do you ever upgrade people? And what makes you upgrade them? Like, if somebody brings you something, if they're just nice to you, if they give you a smile.
So,
what does it for you, JoJo?
I upgrade military. If I see military and there's an open seat, I will upgrade military. Or, I mean, sometimes if people are nice to me and there's not that many people in first class, I'll upgrade them because I don't want the first class people to be getting upgraded, you know?
Yeah.
But a lot of times if someone's nice to me, I might put them in, like, the, like, comfort plus, economy plus, like, whatever that thing is called. You know, there's different ones for different airlines.
Yeah, it's, like, between, like, coach or economy and first class.
Yeah, there's, like, that. So I might upgrade someone to that section, or like the exit row if they've been nice to me, especially if it's like a really big tall person and they're really nice to me and I feel like they'll be more comfortable there, I might put them in like a bigger seat. I do that more often, I think, than anything.
I never upgrade anyone. A couple of times I have upgraded somebody to that middle section that has a little bit more leg room if they're super tall. Like you said, they're super tall, like tall enough that everyone on the plane notices that they're clearly uncomfortable.
Yeah, like,
have
like
an open
big
seat.
People.
Then I will upgrade them. But we could get in trouble, first of all, for upgrading somebody. And it's not really fair to the other people who paid a lot of money for, like, especially first class. Like, those people paid so much money for that first class ticket. And everybody on the plane had the, if we have an open seat, everyone had the opportunity to purchase the upgrade. But you chose not to.
Yeah, I think definitely, like, there's circumstances. Like, I'm not going to upgrade someone to first class whenever first class is, like, full. And it's unfair to the first class passengers. But military is a special thing. Like, if I bring a person in a uniform up to first class and I'm like, thank you for your service, most of the time the first class passengers are like, that's so awesome, I've never seen someone do that before, thank you for doing that. So people don't care. Like, if someone cares that I upgrade a military person in first class, normally I'll talk to the captain before I do it, because normally they're cool with it too. And as long as the captain's cool with me upgrading them, then it doesn't really matter.
Well, and that's also good, because once you move one passenger, the rest of the plane will stop and ask you and say, can I move up? Can I get upgraded? Why did you move them? And if they're military, like, that's an easy, we say, hey, they're military.
Yeah. That's
like,
the
of course
they
upgraded them.
That's,
I'm sorry, what
time,
are you doing for
the
country?
That's the only people I really upgrade most of the time.
Yeah,
like, I'm not going to be like, oh, somebody gave me a Starbucks gift card, I'm going to upgrade you.
No.
I
did upgrade a couple of military guys one time, but they asked for it. So, I mean, first of all, shout out to all of the men and women in the military. Thank you for your service. We love you. We appreciate you. But I had this group of guys walk on, and this one guy, he just wasn't super friendly about it. And he said, he was acting kind of condescending and entitled and was like, we're military, you should upgrade us. Or like, aren't you going to move us? Because first class was fairly open. And he was like, aren't you going to upgrade us to first class? His friends were really like embarrassed by it. And it was really uncomfortable, because I was like, oh my gosh, like, thank you for your service. I so appreciate you being in the military. But, like, you could still have common courtesy.
Yeah.
Just asking, even being, like, if you were like, hey, we just got finished with training, or we're going to training, like, whatever, would it be okay if we sat in these seats since they're open? I would be like, hell yeah. Let me just talk to the pilot and the gate agent and make sure that everything's good. But
yeah,
he was
a nice
so...
way to ask.
Right, he just was so condescending and entitled about it that it really rubbed me the wrong way. I still upgraded them, But I made the gate agent do it. I called the gate agent and said, hey, these three guys are military. If you can you please upgrade them to first class? But as a general rule of thumb, that's out of our job description. And so I just don't do it.
Definitely. I have to, like, head to my gate.
Okay.
But do you think we are pretty much...
I think we got it all.
Awesome.
The last thing I will say, though, is that if you do bring your flight attendants goodies, sorry, with gift cards, cash, even tips, like candy, we will absolutely give you free alcohol and give you special service.
Oh, yeah, most of us will definitely, like, give you special treatment for sure.
You're not going to get upgraded mostly, but...
Most of the time you won't get upgraded. Like, one time I was flying home one day, and I was actually, like, not flying home, but I was flying to the south near my home. I was in a great mood that day, and first class was, like, completely empty. And I was like, oh, man, like, I'm in the mood to upgrade someone. And this lady walks on with Starbucks gift cards, and she goes, here, these are for the pilots. And I was like, and I was like,
no.
Oh, my God. I was like, she really missed an opportunity that day. Because I was like, this lady probably could have got two first-class seats if she would have just included the flight attendants in this, because she gave the pilots two $10 gift cards. If she would have just done gift cards for the whole crew, she probably would have got first class that day. But just leaving out the flight attendants, like, what are you thinking? The pilots don't give you service.
No.
The pilots do get us safely to the destination. So yes, include the pilots.
But the
flight attendants will give you drinks and snacks.
Yeah. And the flight attendants could be rude to you, and we could make you have a miserable flight. Like, the pilots can't not get you to their destination.
Exactly. So, moral of the story is, she missed out. And
what a dumbass.
Yeah.
All right. Go catch your flight.
Yeah, I gotta go. But... love you guys. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. We will see you next week.
All right. Awesome. Bye.
Bye.